It's beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669. Or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us.
This week, we will begin a new series, Are Lesbians and Homosexuals Demon-Possessed? We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Johnny Ray Watson with Glory to His Name, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
Oh, down at the cross where my Savior died, down in from cleansing of sin, I cried. It was there to my heart was a blood applied, and glory to His name. Oh, I say glory, glory to Your name. Glory the blood applied, glory to His name.
Glory, glory,
oh, precious fountain that cleans from sin. You see, I am so glad that I entered in. Oh, Jesus saved me and keeps me clean. Oh, and glory, glory to Your name. Oh, glory, glory to Your name. The blood applied, and I sing glory, glory to Your name. Blood applied.
We're so glad that you're with us. My friends, we have a very, very important topic to talk to you about. It's a subject that I am very distressed about. And yet, it is a subject that certainly ties in with Bible prophecy and the incredible signs of the last days. We'll be talking today on this topic. And it's a question. Are homosexuals and lesbians demon-possessed? Are homosexuals and lesbians demon-possessed? Today, I'll be discussing with you and sharing with you from the Bible and from some documents and evidence that you may not be aware of, some very shocking facts about homosexuals and lesbians. Now, the question is, are homosexuals and lesbians demon-possessed? And let me immediately tell you the answer that I will document and conclusively and irrefutably prove to you. And that is that, yes, homosexuals and lesbians, I am convinced, are to a person possessed by demon spirits. Now, we're going to be looking at several different facts to support this conclusion. First of all, we will be looking at what homosexuals and lesbians actually do. As distasteful as that may seem, and obviously I'm not going to get filthy and smutty here on the air, but we will generally look a little bit at what they do. We will see that God has turned over these wicked individuals to a reprobate mind. They have a reprobate mind just as Judas was turned over to a reprobate mind. And when Judas was turned over to a reprobate mind at that Last Supper, it was then and only then that Satan totally consumed him, entered his body, took possession of the betrayer, Judas. Likewise, homosexuals and lesbians today, as we will see, have been turned over to a reprobate mind, and they have been possessed by Satan or one of his many legions of filth and demon spirits. We'll be looking at the gay agenda for our young people. We'll be reviewing and examining the history of lesbianism and homosexuality. We'll look at how demon spirits have caused perverted and even criminally insane conduct and behavior on the part of homosexuals and lesbians. We'll begin with Alexander the Great. Look at Adolf Hitler, Hermann Göring, maybe J. Edgar Hoover. We'll see, too, that demons bring misery into a person's life. A craving for acceptance because they're evil and yet they wish to reject this fact. Demons, yes, bring misery into a person's life. You may recall the story of King Saul in the Old Testament. When he backslid from God, it was God who actually allowed demon spirits to come to Saul and to torment him. You might also recall that the young man David's very heavenly music was able to drive the demon spirits off. That's right, the playing of that harp was so heavenly, so inspired by God, that just like all godly music, the demons didn't want to stay around. Not so, of course, with the rock music we have today, with much of the very worldly and fleshly music that calls itself Christian today. But David played in a way that God inspired, even though it was instrumental, which certainly proves the point that it's not just the lyrics of songs that can be filthy or righteous, but also the melodies, the tunes, the beat, and the harmony. Did you know that the devil has a flip side? A lot of people believe the devil is simply a male. But I'm here to assure you that after researching and studying the devil and his works and the occult and demonology for many years now, I have discovered that the devil has a flip side. That flip side, my friends, is feminine. A lot of people don't know that. Is the devil bisexual? Yes, I think he is. He's perverted. He is bisexual. You know, it's very interesting that in the book of Job, we have this phrase referring to the devil. God says, "Come now, Behemoth and Leviathan." Those are two names for the devil. Behemoth, or the great beast, and Leviathan, the piercing serpent that Isaiah referred to. Yes, the beast and the serpent. But we have to understand that the mystery Babylon woman, the harlot, is also the flip side of Satan. She is a woman. Read about her in Revelation 17. Now, in many parts of the Bible refers to the sun and the moon. And the Bible says that both the sun and the moon will be astonished and ashamed and confounded in the last days. What does that mean? I mean, the sun and the moon are inanimate objects, are they not? How could they possibly have feelings and emotions and temperament so that they would be ashamed and confounded according to the Old Testament? Well, you see, according to the ancients, the Babylonians, the Greeks, the Egyptians, the Sumerians, indeed, the sun and the moon had characteristics, for they symbolize the mother god and father god. Oh yes, my friends, there was always a mother and a father god of the ancient pagans. And if we see the last days, that is now, this last days worldwide church of the devil, as pictured in Revelation 17, we will see that it has feminine qualities. Mystery, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. She is a woman. She appears to be beautiful, but deadly. Drunken with the blood of the saints and the martyrs of Jesus, she sits astride the beast. Oh, my friends, you have to understand there are two sides to Satan, both masculine and feminine. The sun, which symbolizes the father god of the pagans, and the moon, which was also called Sin, or the goddess, represented the moon. You may remember that in the Egyptian trinity of deities, there was Isis, the goddess, there was Osiris, the father god, and their son was Horus. Also, the derivation of the word whore came from the sun, Horus. He was also the calf, the golden calf in the desert. That was another object that symbolized the son of the devil and the son of the goddess. And the ancients believed that the sun and the moon literally copulated, that they actually had sexual relations, and from that was spawn, of course, the earth. Now, what we have then is a combining through sacred or unholy sex, the male and the feminine characteristic, or bipolar entities. Now, I want you to understand that the basis of satanic doctrine has always been three-sided, in a sense. It is that there is a masculine self and a feminine self. In the New Age, they call them the energies, masculine or feminine. And when these two are combined together, for example, in the ancient temples, the sexual nature of the man and the woman, the priestess, for example, and the person who would come to the temple for her sexual favors. When they joined in the sacred sex act, they believed that they were then united with the gods, with the divine forces. They then became part of the Godhead. So that the masculine and the feminine, once joined in unholy sex, becomes the Godhead. A false counterfeit of the true Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Now you may have heard the word hermaphrodite or hermaphrodite. Now that spell, of course, to indicate that the root comes from two words. Hermes, H-E-R-M-E-S, and Aphrodite. Now you have to understand, what does that mean? Now, a hermaphrodite simply means a person who is both male and female, who is a combination of both of these, just as the devil is a combination. Now, it came from the words for the god Hermes and the goddess Aphrodite. That's right. And Hermes is basically a synonym for the devil. And Aphrodite is not a real person, but is a synonym for the feminine side of the devil. We see now today that New Age psychology has come up with many concepts to relate, or to integrate, I should say, this masculine and feminine. Now, there is the lie going about, and men are told, well, show your vulnerability, show your feminine side. They are told, we are told, a lie by psychology, and there is no Christian psychology, just as there is no Christian adultery, nor Christian liquor, nor Christian lying. Those things are oxymorons. But you see, we're told that every man has a feminine side, and he should seek his feminine self. And the women are told, well, you need to exercise your masculine self. And of course, they would crudely say that inside every woman is a man, and inside every man is a woman just screaming to come out. And of course, this simply comes from the ancient Greeks, Egyptians, and Romans in their pagan mythologies, the satanic doctrine of the hermaphrodite. Now, psychology also has something called left brain and right brain. And one side of the brain, they claim, is feminine and the other is masculine. One is artsy and craftsy and the other is very literal and numerical and logical. And, of course, this is absolute nonsense, because even the psychologists and psychiatrists who first came up with this notion say, yes, there is a left brain, a cerebral hemisphere. There is a right brain, a cerebral hemisphere. But they really don't know how the two work or how they work together. And even the greatest of medical researchers would tell you that they have no proof whatsoever, and it is preposterous and a little fruitcakey to assert that there is a masculine brain on the right side and a feminine on the left side. It's just total nuts. But of course, there are New Age psychologists who would say the perfect person is the integrated personality who has combined the left brain and the right brain. In other words, the person who is able to express their masculine and feminine sides or selves. And this fits very well with the ancient pagan mythologies and religions. And it fits the personality of the devil very well, for he is a bisexual. He is a transvestite in a sense, if he wears clothing at all. He's a pervert, is what he is. You know, in some of her writings, Alice Bailey, who founded the Lucis Trust, formerly known as Lucifer Publishing, and who also was affiliated with the United Nations and was a supporter of it, was one of the major disciples of Helena Blavatsky's theosophy, and so really is a founder of the New Age movement in America. She's written over 20 books that are very popular even today in New Age and occult bookstores, even though she has now passed on. Alice Bailey wrote that the perfect human being would be a person who is able to combine their masculine and feminine selves. In other words, the noble, perfect human being is the lesbian or the homosexual. Oh, yes. Lesbians and homosexuals are being taught that this is a gift from God. They have no idea that what it really is a present from the devil. Gift wrapped in all of the psychological mishmash and trappings, straight from demonic, hellish origins. Now, friends, we're going to, as we go through this series, answering this question, are homosexuals and lesbians demon-possessed? We're going to look at what the Bible has to say about homosexuality. It might just surprise you. There might be a few new things maybe you weren't aware of. We shall see. We're also going to see that Jesus himself told us that in the last days, right before his coming, homosexuality and lesbianism would become rampant, very prevalent, throughout the face of this planet. I don't know how soon we're going to be able to get to it, but I have some tape that I'm going to be playing to you, a tape recording of what went on at a Baptist church in San Francisco, California, a church that was mobbed and raided and invaded by a gang of lesbians and homosexuals and other sadomasochist perverts. And you will be shocked at what you hear. I'm also going to relate to you the actual goals of the homosexual movement, written by a homosexual himself and published in a major homosexual newspaper. And let me tell you, my friends, you will see that they want to sodomize your sons. They want also your daughters. And they won't stop until they have them. Now let's look, my friends, at what the Bible has to say about homosexuality, because one of the things you're going to come up with are many lesbians and homosexuals claiming that the Bible doesn't prohibit homosexuality. Why? There's nothing wrong with it. Now, every once in a while, a half-honest, if there's such a thing, sexual pervert or one of their sympathizers and supporters will say, well, yes, you can find it in the Old Testament, but that was that mean old patriarchal father God and those angry, outmoded, old-fashioned old Jews there in the Old Testament. That has nothing to do with modern-day life. Well, don't believe it. I'll be showing you the Old Testament and the New Testament, what it has to say. Now, first, let's turn to your Bibles, to Leviticus. Leviticus, chapter 18, beginning with verse 22. Let's see what God said to the people, to his people, his holy people, about homosexuality. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Now, friends, that's pretty clear, isn't it? I mean, there's no mistaking God's intention. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Now, go very quickly to verse 24, and we read on. God said, defile not ye yourselves in any of these things, for in all these the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. And the land, said God, verse 25, is defiled. Therefore I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. My friends, even the earth itself will reject you if you're a homosexual or a lesbian. God has planned nature this way. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. And God says you are defiled if you do these things, and even the earth itself is commanded by God to vomit you out. Now, friends, these are very, very severe things. God will spew you out because you defile your own body.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.